This is the descriptive audio for the submarine video, which is 14 minutes long. It is being done in real time, so excuse all the mistakes I make. I'm not going to go back and correct them. And the video is starting now. Now, come on, start. There we go. It's a picture of, starts with me standing in front of the submarine inside the ship. Then there's a picture of me in the submarine with the pilot in the background. Now the video, we are descending. The driver is like a pilot on a plane in that he has to follow the surface vessel, they call it topside erroneously. And topside gives them permit gives the pilot permission to descend, and he goes down. We went down to 90 meters or 300 feet deep, which was the sea bottom in that area. Now the video is showing the sea bottom, which is a rather drab display of various things, which all turn out to be animals, not plants. There are starfish scattered here and there, a few of them. They're small brown five-starred things. For every one of those, there's a few dozen brittle stars, which have five arms, but they're like very spindly things. They're the equivalent of spiders with five arms. There are also corals. The corals are fixed. The brittle stars and the starfish can move around. The water is filled with these small flecks of plant material, and I think a lot of these are filter feeder, for the filter feeders, plankton or whatever it is. I'm no biologist. There was sound just there of thrusters. There are several thrusters. They move the whole submarine up and down very slowly, forward at a very slow walking pace, or backwards, or they can rotate it. We also see what are called pencil holder corals, and those are the most common of the fixed corals here. They are basically a tube with a hole in them, and it looks like you can just stick your pencil in there. Their names are often very descriptive. There's green coral. I suspect it's called green coral. There is white coral, which has a name, and I don't know if it is white coral. Down here, there's very little light. The submarine has two sets of lights, 12 volt, which is lower power, and the high 260 volt, which is the higher, brighter ones, and they light up quite well. The submarine itself, there are three people sitting on each side, and we are facing out of a plexiglass bubble. It almost completely surrounds us. Our feet are resting on the edge of it, and we have to wear little booties over our boots so that we don't get the glass, the acrylic dirty. And we can still see a lot of the mechanism of the submarine outside, mostly the thrusters and the struts and supports for them. We can look straight up. Although there's nothing to see at this depth, 90 meters, it's almost completely dark. Here are some more corals. They look more like gelatin ones. They're not very common. They just look like somebody made them out of gelatin. And some more of these yellowy green ones. I will pause during the long shots if there's nothing much going on to say. There's one starfish in the picture and a bunch of corals, and of course, the brittle stars. Now, here's a view of the thruster. This one is for rotation. It's in front of us and it'll turn sideways and rotate it. It's starting and stopping. It's variable speed. The driver has two joysticks that he uses, plus a few other buttons, of course. But basic maneuvering is through two joysticks. And we're still seeing the same rather drab bottom here. More pencil holder coral. Maybe they're sponges. I really should check. Pencil holder sponge, pencil holder coral. Well, if anybody wants to check, go for it. And the driver, every few minutes, he has to report to the surface. There are dead man controls. If he falls asleep within 11 minutes, the submarine will blow the tanks and will surface. But he is good enough to at least push that button within every few minutes. But he has to call in and give all the reports of the oxygen pressure, the carbon dioxide amounts, battery voltages, depth, direction, speed. We're now zooming in and we're moving in closer to some corals. The submarine is hovering about a meter off the floor, the sea floor. To us inside, it looked like we were almost hitting it. There are some sea urchins. They're like size of a large golf ball covered in nice little spikes, which you do not want to touch because they stick to you and they. I know somebody who knelt on one once, and ooh, he regretted that for quite a while. Sort of like the porcupines of the sea, the spikes come out in all directions. Many fish eat them, and I'm not quite sure how. There's more starfish, of course, tons of brittle stars, corals, different, the jelly type ones, the yellow ones. A few pencil holder. We just seen just change. There's a couple of starfish doing some X-rated things, but you can't see any movement. They just move very slow. The water temperature is about 0°C. It will freeze at about -2, but it'll never reach that temperature down here. Zero is about the coldest it'll get. On the surface of it, it can reach -2, and that's when sea ice forms. Getting a bit sparser here. Not quite everything covering, but still all in the water column is all those little floating things. They just hover in there. They're like little tiny threads, some of them, short threads. We're over halfway through the dive video. Sorry, the whole dive was 45 minutes from hatch closing to hatch opening. It's still in a lighter, sparser area. Not a lot of activity going on here, but still enough. There's surprisingly no plant life here. We are told that everything is living, either coral or possibly sponge, or free-moving animals, mostly sea urchins, starfish, and brittle stars. The brittle stars do look very fragile, like if you touch them, they'll break apart. I'm pretty sure they won't. There is one thing moving through the water. It's just a bit darker dot. And another one. It could just be something floating in the water, even inorganic. We've now stopped and we're looking at these things again. Same scene. No fish, by the way. Never see fish. When we were at the surface, we saw one penguin that dove down to take a look at us. Fish are rare. They have seen fish in these dives, but generally no. Slightly wider view, and you can see that this is a less busy area. Some places the coral does pile up a little bit. Not exactly sure how. It's very hard to tell with perspective. There is a starfish of sorts that it's, I did not catch the name of what it was, but it has a few dozen arms. It's a round thing, and probably would all fit in your hand, and there's this whole bunch of arms coming out of it. We're now doing a bit of maneuvering, and you can see the water is being stirred up in and out through the rotational thruster as he's holding position. Oh, you could see, you could tell the water is moving because of all the little things suspended in it. And we're turning a bit, we're maneuvering a bit, and we're turning back. A few starfish, lots of brittle stars, lots and lots of brittle stars, a white something. Looks like a large piece of chewing gum. Doubt it is. We are now rotating to the right, and there is a penguin skeleton. It's quite old. It's buried in the mud, and just parts of it are showing out, up, but enough to identify it as a penguin skeleton. Who knows? It could be even be centuries old. This is a rock, the only rock we came across, and it's maybe less than 2 meters high, and it's covered in all sorts of green, mostly green sponges and maybe coral. Other than that, everything was flat. That rock either was dropped by a glacier as an erratic, very likely, or possibly less likely, it was blown out of the volcano. If it was out of the volcano, it might have been broken down to smaller than that, but could be either one. We are now ascending. We're on the way up. You can see the water moving past as all the suspended particles go past us. Now we blow bubbles on the surface, so that the support zodiac can see where we are and they'll come and meet us. They won't go directly over, they're not that dumb. The support zodiac has large motors, large engines on it, so that if in worst case they have to tow the submarine, they can. And they have a finer pitch props, so that they don't necessarily go fast, but they have good towing power. Now looking up, and we can see it's getting lighter. And there's the top parts of the submarine getting close to the surface. Bubbles forming. These are, as we go up, they were compressed very small. Now they're expanding. Here's the surface, and we break through, looking straight up. And now there are waves washing across the top of the submarine. Now he has to call for permission to open the hatch. They will be right beside him when the submarine when we do that. Cameras looking out, and between the waves, we can actually see the mountains in the distance. That was a bit unexpected, but I guess when you think about it, when you can see above the water, that's what you'll see, mountains. And looking around, the water splashing around, and we're preparing to get out. There's the mountains. The waves are not big, but they're splashing over the plexiglass bubble. And that is the end.